Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Just Sayin'. I'm your host, Justin Martindale. And right off the bat, I just want to hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend. It was a good 5 days off. And I have a wonderful guest, the Canadian wildfire herself. she is joining me in Montreal this year.
Yes.
At Just for Laughs. One of the best comics right now at the Comedy Store. Whenever people ask me, they go, who is one of your favorites? It's this girl, this gal, this Spitfire. It's Steph Tollett.
Hello, hi. Thank you. What a nice intro. Actually, the clip that I posted today that I would love a collab on, you can hear you laughing in it.
Is it from the other
night?
It
was the other night, the Kirkland reference. It's Kirkland. A good bit.
It was a good bit.
Yeah, it was a
you
good bit.
You want to tell people what that was? You're like, no,
they can watch it. Just watch, watch it.
I'll just mention. You thought there was a guy wearing a Kirkland shirt.
It said Kirkland and Finch, and I thought that was a Costco shirt. And he was like, it's a law firm. And then when I tagged him in it today, I realized big law firm. Pretty big law firm. Yeah, they got the check mark on Instagram. Oh. Pretty big. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You never know who's sitting in the crowd.
Law.
At law That's offices
just
of Kirkland.
Law.
well, happy Canada Day.
Thank you
right?
for acknowledging that.
Yeah, I feel like I do my research, you know, mm-hmm. and I was like, Canada Day and July 4th are very close
very
together.
Very close, July what's 1st, July 4th.
What's the difference between
To
Canada
be honest,
Day?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's the day we became independent.
From England.
I think so. We came our own independent. I should know this. I am Canadian. Yeah, we just became independent. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I know. And then that's it. We just celebrate same way. We have fireworks, a lot of Canada flags everywhere.
Yeah.
Same stuff.
It's the same deal. Are you doing anything for July 4th?
Here's the thing. This happens every year.
Uh-huh.
And every year I get angry. I don't get invited to fuck all. I think I have friends. I'm out here thinking I'm a popular gal. Mm-hmm. I think that people like hanging around with me. I'm fun at parties.
You're a great treat.
I never get too drunk, okay? I should, but I don't. I get no invites every year. And I just found out that a Canadian friend of mine, who I thought was a good friend of mine, is having a party, did not invite me.
Oh.
And I'm upset because the person he invited, a bit of a moron, and I can't believe he got the invite and I didn't. So now I'm bummed out.
Why do you think you didn't get the invite?
I don't know, but I have just started a new group thread texting several people asking if they got invited. They also didn't. A lot of women.
Wow.
Am I putting that out there? Am I putting that out there? I like this like cinematic lighting you have all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't know if it changed or not.
Yeah, I like it.
I feel like I'm in
like a Les Mis.
Yeah.
That's the only reference I know for
Les Mis.
I don't know if that's using something. If you have 4th plans, I'm assuming.
I do. Like, I like a low-key 4th. Like, I'm not. Okay. A lot of people have been raging. I actually had a lot of shows this weekend and like tonight is my last one before the 4th, and mm-hmm. I just need a night off. I joined a gym.
Okay, what gym?
Equinox.
Oh, fancy.
I fell into it. I was like, ooh, they've got cold mint towels. I love it.
This is what everyone's saying with the towels.
And I just did it. I was like, I want to lose a little weight before I go to Montreal mm-hmm. and all this other shit. I just want to feel good. And everyone's like, oh, you feel so energized after the gym. I'm exhausted and sore.
I don't know whoever started that, or you go for a run, you feel good. I could go for a 3 mile run and come home and go directly to bed.
Yeah.
What's this surge of energy you get? I've done the energy. The energy was in the
ass.
I've done it now, and I'm tired.
I sweat. It was a great workout. I'm excited, but I'm not going to be one of those people who follow my Equinox journey.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be one of those
Please
people.
Please don't do that.
No.
I'm excited to take you around Montreal.
Yeah.
I love Montreal. I've been there several times.
Wait.
Very, very cool city. You ever been?
No.
Oh, it's a great city.
I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, it's really good.
But tomorrow I'm having a queso off with my friend Krista, who is from Texas. And she was like, do you make a queso? And I was like, I make fucking great queso. And she's like, prove it to the octagon. So we are having like a Tex-Mex 4th of July. Mm-hmm. She lives in an amazing house that overlooks Universal Studios. So we're going to get a free bootleg like fireworks show. That's so we're going to be like adjacent.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, you know?
Yeah. You need friends like that for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm going to be stuck in some, there's one place I invited myself to. It's like a backyard. You can't see shit. I'm going to go to it because I'm a loser. I have nowhere else to go, but that's no, what it is.
It's honestly, I hate crowds. And okay, let's talk about this. So Saturday I went to the beach. And yeah, it was packed. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do a 4th of July beach because it's just people on top of each other.
What beach are you going to?
I went to Zuma, which was great, in Malibu, which was fun. Yeah. However, you know, there's like helicopters, like emergency helicopters flying because people are just like already like shit-faced at 10:30 in the morning. And lots of kids. And I was just like, you know what? Not for me. Can't do it.
No, not for me.
And while we're laying out on the beach, and I had bought a new umbrella, a tray table so my stuff doesn't hit the sand.
You want the sand in the food.
Like towel hooks, like on the umbrella. Oh, it was awesome. So excited. Sun didn't come out at all.
No sun.
Full marine layer the whole time. I was like, this sucks. Still got a little toasty. But then as I'm laying down, I feel a poof against my chest and it hurt. And I'm like, oh my God. And I looked down and I looked at my friends and I said, I just got shit on. And a full seagull took a massive dump right on my chest. And big.
You weren't under the umbrella.
Not under the umbrella at that time. I'm glad it didn't get on the umbrella.
Yeah.
But it hurt. And I was like, oh my God. And it was like, it was like black and all sand. It was like someone got a wad of sand and wetted it.
And just threw it at you?
And then threw it at me.
That's disgusting.
And I looked up as the bird was flying off, and I go, oh, my God, I got shit on. So what do my friends do? Get their phones, and they're like, let's take a picture. I'm like, let's not Black Mirror me right now. We don't have to white bear me right now.
No, there's the photo? Do you have the photo?
There's a photo.
Okay. I want to see the photo.
It's not flattering, but I'll show it to you. And I was like, oh, my God. And so what happens when you get shit on by a bird is that people start commenting, do you know the phrase when a bird shits
lucky,
on you?
Whatever the hell it is. Yes.
It means good luck. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, who started this?
An idiot. A moron. Because that's not good luck. That's bad luck.
I thought so because I'm like, you've never heard somebody be like, oh my God, I can't believe I just won the Powerball lottery. Yeah. Thank God that bird shit on me a week ago.
Yeah.
No one's ever saying
said.
That.
Never been said.
So I'm sitting there. I'm mortified. I'm like, what do I do? And they're like, you have to run into the ocean. Yeah. And I'm like, there's so many people here. And they're like, just go. So I stand up and I just, running because I have feces on me.
Kermit the Frog run
just
into the water.
Just running, like, move. And wash the shit off of me. And I'm like, okay, good luck is in my future, right? I was going to wear my 4th of July shirt today that I had ordered on Amazon. It's George Washington with a flag behind him riding a great white shark.
Good shirt.
I was going to wear it
Fun
today.
Shirt.
Instead, I wore Lori Morgan, who is a country singer, and got this from my friend Kara, who sells vintage rock and roll t-shirts.
Okay, I need her
Shopper's
contact.
Paradise.
Okay, love this.
And I got a notification that said, your shirt was delivered 20 hours ago, and it wasn't there. And it said somebody took it.
I had the exact same thing I have on Amazon. So they're like, someone picked it up. We delivered it in hand.
We delivered it in hand, in the building.
That's... Okay.
So I'm like, who is this? Like, I immediately opened my door and I'm like, oh, babe, my shirt's here for the 4th of July. I ordered it specifically for the 4th of July. And not there. It's not outside. Nowhere. And I am in the hallways and I'm like, whoever has my shirt?
Screaming?
Yes. Because I'm like, did somebody actually... take it? Or did someone go, oh, I'll take it and I'll keep it in my kitchen and then
I don't think that's what happened.
So what happened?
I ordered boots and they said they're delivered. I'm like, they're not here. So I called Amazon. They're like, we're sorry. I'm like, I don't have them. I'm like, there's no photo of delivery. Because I asked, like, oh, can I see proof of delivery?
Yeah.
Because usually I've had them handed to me before and the guy takes a photo of me holding it. There's no proof of delivery. I go, can you prove this to me that it was there? I'm like, oh, we don't have that documented. I go, well, something's wrong then. So the guy's like, no worries. We'll send you a new pair of boots. So I get a new pair 2 days after that. 2 weeks after that happened, the boots are at my front door where no one's ever dropped anything off, like my front gate. Like someone had just thrown them over, didn't come and deliver them to my door. So I'm like, I don't know, someone on the street just did it, or the Amazon guy just said he did it and then let it like build up. It might not even been delivered. That's what I'm trying to say to you. I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't even know how to, like, the process of, like, going about that and being like, I never got it. I mean, it's like, seriously, if you're like, oh, I'm going to steal this, and then you open it, you're like, it's a disappointing shirt, but it's, I got it for one day. Yeah, you know, I'm going to wear this shirt on the 4th of July. That's it.
Yeah. I was looking for a fun shirt to wear tomorrow and I realized I have nothing and I'm pissed.
Yeah. So I'm a little bummed . And of course my boyfriend's just like, it's okay, babe. I'm like, there is a thief amongst us. Like, I am like full on, like, I hope I see someone walking
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that shirt. Where did you get it?
Yeah, and you'd be like, that's mine. Give it to me.
I know. So anyways, I'm okay.
You're okay. Happy for us.
Blame the bird.
Blame the bird. I'm glad you rinsed it. Also, it's that beach has a lot of riptides.
I love a riptide.
They get scary though. You get called out.
I've seen that happen.
I saw somebody get taken out, and the guy had to go like full Baywatch running in with a thing.
I've seen someone die in a riptide.
Oh, yeah. On that same beach?
No, it was like, I think it was in like Newport or Laguna like a couple years ago.
Died.
It was like a Memorial Day. Yeah, it was crazy because we were all sitting on the beach and the wave, I've never seen waves this gnarly.
Oh my God.
Just like, and then sucking everyone out into the ocean. So this guy got like drifted out into the ocean. You see the lifeguards like try, they have their like floaty thing. They're trying to get him. Then they can't get him because it's just like all the suction and the waves and everything. So they get on a jet ski and they try to go get the guy. And that doesn't happen. Or no, then a boat comes in to help with the jet ski guy. They can't get him. So all of a sudden we're like, oh shit, this is sad. And then next thing you know, a helicopter comes down. The car comes down, coroner gets out.
No.
And we were like, oh my God. Like, bad weekend.
No,
but here's the thing. People still.
Going in the water.
We're going in the water.
No.
The lifeguards were like, can you get out of the water?
Get out.
And then it happened where these girls were walking along the coast and a wave hit and like snatched this girl's ankle and drug her out. And we were like, oh my God, it's happening again. They went out and got her, but it was like, okay, beach is closed.
Yeah, beach is closed.
We're done.
This is done. That's why when you see like the shark things, like always saw a shark and then you see a minute later someone's in the water. I'm like, go home. Go home, have a cold shower.
Yeah.
You don't need to see anymore.
We don't need to like look around and see anything. No. It was kind of weird though, because as we were walking down the beach this past weekend, we were walking down the coast. I looked over in the water and this like seal was just staring at me like in the water. Big seal too.
Ew.
Looked like the size of a Labrador. Just staring at me. And my friends are like, oh, let's talk to it. And I'm like,
say what?
Yeah.
Give it a handshake. How
and
are you?
Immediately I go, that seal is this close to the shore right now because there's great whites and sharks. So it's staying close to the. I'm like, nope, we're not getting in the water. People are in the water.
Shark, don't seals bite? I mean,
yes.
I'm getting this directly from my Arrested Development viewings, but I feel like I don't want to go near. I don't want any of those slippy things slipping against my body.
No.
That skin is so silky and gross. I can't. When I see people
stinks.
Get photos with, like, it stinks.
Like the seals in La Jolla? Like
reek. Have you ever gone down to the seal thing at Pier, whatever it is, 59 at Sandy in San Francisco? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't want to be touched. Anytime I feel one nothing on my toe in the sea, I'm out. I don't know what's going on there.
Anything brushes up against my leg, I'm like, and I'm done.
I was in the dog beach last year at Long Beach. And my dog loves the water. She's swimming around, and I'm standing in the water with her. And then the lifeguard walks over. He's like, hey, can you get out of the water? I'm like, what's up? He's like, oh, yeah, there's been a sighting of several stingrays today. I was like, then why are the dogs still in the water? I was like, oh, yeah, I guess we should tell everyone to get out of the water. I'm like, my golden retriever is going to get fucking stung by a damn stingray.
Yeah, and cut like, to you having to pee on your dog.
Yeah,
you're like, not like this.
Oh, I'll pee on her.
You'll pee on your dog?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Good for you.
No, that's not a jellyfish.
I think it's like anything that stings in the ocean, you have to pee on yourself for.
Okay. We're learning things.
I don't know. Maybe it's an old wives' tale.
I'm going to avoid the sea, maybe. It's like, I guess that's what the bird shit thing is. It's the same thing. It's like, maybe they lie. They're like, pee on it. Some guy just had that once. And he's like, wow, how has this carried on for so long?
Or is it like weird kink? Like
weird folklore
kink. They're like, no, when you get stung, we have to pee
and
on you.
And the lifeguards are all just like jerking off in the little lifeguard towers.
Well, I'm excited for 4th of July. This is actually coming out after 4th of July, but I had to like pull up some facts. Do you know how many hot dogs are eaten in the United States every 4th of July?
God, I don't want to know. It's like the amount of wings that are eaten on Super Bowl. It's disgusting.
It's 170 million hot dogs.
That's too many hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what color hot dogs are before they're dyed? Gray meat. Gray dogs. Picture that in a bun. Oh,
no,
yeah.
I don't want to.
Well, you just did.
I did.
And I'm sorry. Not my dad told me that years ago, and I have not eaten hot dogs since.
Blah.
I know.
I don't even, I mean, it's one of those myths, like what's actually in a hot dog.
And everyone's snout and butt.
Snout and butt.
I think it's snout
and hooves.
Butt. Yeah, snout, butt, and hooves. Gray. A little ketchup mustard on that. So 1 point, would you say 1 point what?
It's 170, like 175 million hot dogs.
That's a lot.
Each 4th of July. And the record, because every year they have like these weird hot dog people who like eat.
Sick, and they suck them back?
Suck them back. Like they're oysters.
It's so, what is that?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from, but the record holder.
Not, don't say 100.
In 10 minutes, guess how many hot dogs in 10 minutes?
120.
No.
More?
No less.
Okay, 50.
More.
75.
76 is the record.
In 10 minutes.
Could you
with
imagine?
A bun?
Yeah.
With a bun?
Yeah. You know what? Because they're gross and they get those hot dogs and they put it in water.
I know. Wait, bun in water too?
Bun in water.
No, why?
Bun in water.
Picture your intestines trying to like process what the fuck is in your body. Wait, is there condiments on it?
No, they don't have time.
Dry?
Well, wet with the water.
I'd have someone at the back squirting a little bit on there.
Oh, I
give
would,
it a
see,
flavor.
That would be me. If like I'm entering the hot dog competition, I'm like, can I get some relish and mustard?
And then maybe just some go mayo, horseradish?
76 hot dogs.
That's really disgusting. That's picture how much gray meat that is. That's a whole gray pig inside your body. That's a full gray pig.
That'll do, gray pig.
That'll do.
Sick.
That's so sick. Hot dogs are gross.
I'm not a big like hot dog person.
No.
I can do like a bacon wrap dog and like a jalapeno. I like the rat dogs. We call those rat dogs. In West Hollywood, the people with the carts and they cook them right there.
Oh,
on the,
yes. Those like, are good. Those are good. Sausages.
Those are like, yeah, they're like sausages wrapped in bacon with jalapenos and mustard.
Those are so yummy.
But terrible for you.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some stories because here's one that I thought was interesting. This one just popped up. Ketchup. Huge condiment for hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were having this debate. Should ketchup? How do you store ketchup? Do you have ketchup in your fridge?
Yes, 100% in the fridge.
But do you use it?
Sometimes.
I never use ketchup, and it's in my fridge.
I use it just for like if I make like sweet potato fries, I'll do like a spicy ketchup.
Nobody uses, I mean, what else do you use ketchup for?
That's it. I don't use, and also I got the sugar-free one.
Sugar-free ketchup?
Yes, it's
no.
A sugar-added one. Yes, because the sugar amount in these fucking things are crazy. And I was doing Stacia's fucking school of thought. You can't have any damn sugar in that shit. So I'm like, you have to find little things that you can have. And there's,
I had no idea that ketchup had that much sugar in it.
A lot of sugar in it, yeah.
But I mean, you only eat it for hot dogs and
French fries.
That's
it, yeah. What are people, I've seen people put on steak before.
No, those people are garbage.
They're trash. They're the ones who like gray meat.
Yeah, no. And you put it on like meatloaf. But I mean, who's like.
Meatloaf should go to hell. I don't know. I haven't had meatloaf in, I'm going to say, 30 years, and I'll never have it for the remainder of my life.
Really?
It's gross. That and shepherd's pie should be illegal.
Shepherd's pie is with the mashed potatoes?
No, mashed potatoes, corn niblets, and beef. Disgusting. People catch up on that. It's so gross. Is that an American thing? My mom used to make that as a kid. I hated it. It's Canadian.
It's like poor pub food.
It's ew.
It's like, oh, like back
it's
in the
slop.
Day.
It's a cafeteria slop put in one pile.
Mm-hmm. But some people like that.
Sickos.
I know. Shepherd's pie. No thanks. No thanks. Well, Heinz tomato ketchup finally put the mystery at ease.
Okay.
And they said that, hold on.
Hold on.
They said that, with just five words, a recent tweet came out. How do you store your ketchup? And it says it goes in the fridge.
Good. Does it say after opening, you put in the fridge? Isn't it one of those
That's
things?
What I thought.
But then when you think of those packages you get, the little one when you get from like a takeout thing, those aren't
Ooh.
In the fridge. Those are all out
like
in
the ketchup
bin.
Drawer? I have a ketchup drawer.
Gotcha. Yeah,
like condiments, soy sauce, fortune cookies that I'll never get to opening.
Oh, so yeah.
I hate fortune cookies.
I've gotten a good one, and I put it in my fridge, and good stuff happened after I got it. So I
can't. No, I open a fortune cookie, and I just crack it, pull out the fortune. It says a bird's gonna shit on you at the beach.
See, there you go.
And I'm like, I'll be the judge of that.
See,
sick. So yeah, you keep it in the fridge. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that makes sense. Fridge.
However, there's nothing that grosses me out more.
I know what you're gonna say.
What am I gonna say?
That first bit of ketchup that comes out, that's pure water. I literally have thrown out entire meals because of that. Same with mustard. That first bit of ketchup
mustard
is disgusting.
Water.
You have to shake it for 45 minutes. I knew you were going to say it, literally, if I go for brunch in the morning, I do it. If I'm hungover, I'm literally like, I have to take a napkin and smear the whole part of my plate off. It's so gross.
There's nothing worse than condiment water.
No, condiment water is so sick. That's so gross. When you really think about that, that's really gross. I've tried making my own ketchup before. It's very hard.
What?
Yeah, it's...
Can you?
Yeah, it's a lot. You get like the crushed tomatoes and there's a lot of crushing and a lot of stuff in there. It doesn't taste the same.
Absolutely not. All right. That's a 4th of July mystery finally put to rest.
I haven't slept in years thinking about it, so I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
The forefathers can finally rest.
Jesus
Christ. In their tombs. This next story is pretty fascinating because I feel like you would like this, and I pulled it because Daisy Dudes is the new trend that's happening this summer. Mm-hmm. It's Daisy Dukes for men.
Okay.
And it has divided the country, of course, mm-hmm. because everything is dividing this country right now.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you live here at this point.
I'll tell you right now, I also don't know why I live here. I struggle with it every day.
Every morning I wake up and go, all right, then why not?
Oh, I paid $280. Fine if I had BV the other day. I don't, but I had to like pay $280 and I had to swab myself. Thanks, America.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what? Don't you swab my pussy? What am I doing right now? I have to get a Q-tip in there.
You got to swipe your own.
What am I paying for?
Swipe your own
puss. Absurd.
You got to do it.
America.
So these little itsy bitsy teeny weeny denim hot pants for men are garnering critical hot takes on social media. And online objectors have deemed the not safe for work jeans. Well, clearly they're not safe for work. No one's wearing these to work.
No.
Which only scarcely cover the crotch and rear end as disgusting and a big hell no. They call them Daisy Dudes as an homage to Daisy Duke from mm-hmm. the Dukes of Hazzard, which was a show in the 1900s.
Yeah.
The cropped bottoms in question are listed as the Manfinity Fever City Men Cotton Raw Trim Denim Shorts. Mm-hmm. You could have just called them short, not that long of a name.
Yeah, short denim shorts.
Short denim shorts for $10.99 on fast fashion behemoth Shein, S-H-E-I-N, Shein?
Shein.
Okay. Yeah. And patrons of the site are tickled pink over the eye-popping pants. Now, here they are. I'm not mad.
Here's the thing. You know who's mad?
White America. White straight America.
White straight America's mad. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's okay for a 12-year-old girl to walk through the mall with her fucking father and her anus hanging out, mm-hmm. but this is a problem? Mm-hmm. Fuck you. That's crazy.
Good for you.
It's because it's a fucking man. That's mm-hmm. psychotic. Yeah. Who cares? Don't look then. I don't tell you. That's great. You allow the children I've seen wearing these pants on their fathers. I wear short shorts. I will say I wear short shorts. I have no ass. My ass has never hung out. But I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you're going to have your, just like, stop. Stop. That's my point. Stop. It's because it's a man.
I saw somebody at the beach on Saturday who was wearing, I don't even know what the brand was, but it was straps. Strap on. Mm-hmm. Straps on straps. So it was just literally like this woman looks like a honey baked ham.
Okay, yeah.
Like I mean, just the tiniest little piece of fabric covering the hoo-ha uh-huh, uh-huh, and the uh-huh. ha-ha. Mm-hmm. And
that's it. No,
that was it.
No one said anything.
Where's the outrage?
Yeah, no one said anything.
I'm not going to go over to that woman and be like, cover up. Yeah. How dare you, you handmaiden. You know?
That's
like,
exactly what it is. But if you wore that, you would have the fucking police over at your
I would never. I have friends of mine who wear like... Thong speedos. My mm-hmm. friend, my best friend presents dong.
Okay.
Presents a summer dong. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I have said like, oh,
what's
it makes
Instagram?
Me.
What's his Instagram?
I'll show you. He's been a guest on this podcast before, but like, he's like, I'm comfortable in it. It, you know, I like the way it makes me feel, and that's all that matters.
And yeah, and if you're fine with the way people are going to be peeking at it,
yeah,
that's fine.
Look
at that. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Here's the thing. I would love a Daisy Duke because I love a good set of man legs.
I mean, if the guy in the model has got very nice legs.
Yeah.
So if that's who's wearing them, then yeah, that's everyone should wear them.
But I also would love like a Jim Bob or someone. Mm-hmm. You know,
there's like a real like because a guy in a mullet wearing
it
that.
Takes confidence to wear shit like that, and well, yeah, I think
your
that's
hot. Your nuts are hanging out for sure.
But also, I don't need to see like my, you know, 600 pound life, you know.
I feel like they're, I don't know if they'd make those that big. But they also, it's quite hot.
It's hot.
It's quite hot out here.
These are global warming shorts.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I love them. I'm here for them.
If that was a woman doing that with a thong.
But women have that, Daisy Dukes.
They do, and no one says a damn thing.
And I think Daisy Dukes and women are hot too.
There they are.
But again, like what you said, it's like I've always, like I remember Daisy Dukes like as like a teenager. I remember teenage girls would wear Daisy Dukes out and, you know, you'd have these gross construction guys being like,
yeah.
She's like, stop.
I literally don't wear revealing stuff because I don't like that attention. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel super uncomfortable. And as a kid, I had two really attractive friends, like in high school, and I would watch the way men looked at them, and it made me sick.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I hated it. So I turned, like, I was a fucking punker. I had a dog collar, fucking armbands. I wore, like, I was, like, all covered up always. And, like, I think I started wearing rompers on stage because I, one time, I went through this weird dress phase where I was wearing, like, loose dresses, and I had, like, a low-cut dress, and I saw a guy in the front row go, and looked directly at my boobs, and I went, I felt so weird the whole show. The way he was looking at me after, I was like, nah, we're going to look like a fucking janitor on stage from now on. That's it.
It's literally my favorite thing. Yeah. You were making janitor chic
a
thing.
I'm trying. Yeah. Like, I'm trying. And I'm wearing one right now, but I'm wearing a shorts one.
But
it's
so cute, though.
Yeah.
I love it. And I'm like, where's her mop and bucket? It's like, no, she's going to tell some jokes first, all right?
And they should be in a mop and bucket.
You should
disgusting.
Just get a key ring of just 1,000 keys. Just come out on stage.
I should just bring a mop on there and confuse people at the beginning. Go, oh, I'm sorry. Is there a show happening? And then start doing jokes. Like, what the fuck is
and
going
I'll
on?
Get on stage with my Daisy Dudes on.
Yes.
And just see what happens.
Yeah, that's it. Of a weird two-person show.
I wonder if people would, like, be sickened.
Like, you get a pair. I want you to get a pair.
Like, I saw somebody wearing shorts on stage, like, once, and I was like,
See, that's where when I moved to L.A., I was like, I think we can wear shorts. Maybe not that short on stage.
Yeah.
But I think shorts should be allowed. No, I get it if you're doing a headlining weekend, but it's like, we know comics. You have Sam Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny guy. He wears shorts all the time. That's his look. He's a hot man. Mm-hmm. He's sweating.
Mm-hmm.
If it's your look, if it's your thing, that on stage might be a
little too
much.
A little too much.
Also, I don't know why they're making the guys Daisy Dukes so much shorter than the women's ones.
Well, they're not. Yeah, they are. Like, I feel like Daisy Dukes kind of cut across. These are kind of going up.
They're like literally the exact shape of underwear. I don't know why they wouldn't make them just shorts.
Yeah, I would say just make them shorts.
Yeah.
And also, I kind of, like, you got to groom yourself. I don't want, like, side bush coming out.
No. There's a comic in New York who's got such long pubes, they come out of the top of his pants.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Who is this person?
I'll tell you after. But he'll, like, put his hands up, do an act out, and they'll be, like crawling on the top. Oh, yeah. I know because I've also given a hand job, and it was, very long. Your face.
Wait, they come out of the top?
Yeah, they're long and straight. They're very straight.
Are they, like, Middle Eastern?
Yep.
Okay.
Is that normal to be straight?
Middle Eastern people, like, Middle Eastern men, yeah. I've known several Middle Eastern men who it's like, whoa, that's, oh, you hairy.
I don't mind the hair, but maybe a trim, especially if they're going to be coming on top of the
but
pants.
But sometimes it's like, yeah, this is me.
Yeah, I know.
That's the confidence.
Yeah. He could not wear those.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, let's get into some more stories. All right. AI catfish bots are reportedly infiltrating dating apps. And I knew this day would come.
Okay.
I knew this day would come. Are you on dating apps?
Oh yeah.
You mentioned it a little bit.
Been on them for years.
Yeah.
So yeah, guess what? These have been on here for so long.
What, the AIs?
I don't know the AIs, but like there's been catfishing bots for so long. Like I don't know if like it's so obvious.
I had a friend of mine who is beautiful. Like he was a Marine and blue eyes, muscly, gay. Name is Navy Jack on his Instagram.
That's fun.
Sweetheart. And like I remember when the dating apps kind of started, he would have like several people taking his picture as profiles and catfishing women. And he, like someone used his profile. It made news. It made like national news. Someone used his profile over and over and all these women were like falling in love with him and he was straight and all this stuff. And they started asking these women for money and shit and they were sending it to this account.
Oh my God.
He finally had to come forward and be like, I'm gay. Like, that's not me. I'm so sorry, but yeah.
Also so flattering.
So flattering.
Have all these people like just thinking you're so fucking
hot.
That's
one of my favorite things. That's when you like know you can like say I've made it. Because I always have like several friends of mine who post in their stories. They're like, you guys, whatever you do, this isn't me. It needs to stop. Don't follow this account. It's not me.
It's like, it's obvious it's not you. I had two fan accounts come up in the last 2 days.
Really?
But it was like so obvious it was a bot because first of all, didn't even follow me. I'm like, if you're going to make a fan account of me, follow my ass, you psychopath. Yeah. But I'm like, it was like, they send those like DMs. Fahim Anwar's post one too, that he had a fake one made. It's just, it's all bots. It's all this, it's shit. It's
I know, whatever. But I mean, that's what's hard is like people are trying to like actually find love and connections and stuff. There is something that I saw not too long ago where it's like the younger generation is doing these rings now.
Rings, what are the rings?
So they have a green ring or it's like a pear colored ring. And that is ham single and available.
Because
they're trying to be like, hey, let's get off the apps and actually meet.
Oh, and I then gotta go buy some rings.
There's a purple ring that is I'm LGBTQ.
Okay.
So I was like, cool, that's kind of cool.
How did I not hear about this?
Because I always feel weird because when people like comics get on stage and they're like, oh, how did you guys meet? And they're like, Tinder. And you're like, oh, no.
I know. I don't want to meet someone like this, but there's no other way.
There is a way. You gotta get a pair ring.
Get a fucking pair ring. Walk around.
Mean, that's what's kind of scary is like, so these AI, we've all seen the AI pictures. I go on TikTok now and it's always like, what's your AI filter for this? Like all it is just filters now. Like I'm kind of like off TikTok because that's all my FYP is just AI filters of strangers that I don't give a shit about. So people are looking at these guys and they're like, hot and sculpted and ripped. And so then I want to know, where does that lead to? Because then you have to say, hey, do you want to meet up for coffee or something? And then
this is what
the
someone
geek
told
shows
me.
Up. What?
This is what someone told me to do. Eric Andre, actually. Uh-huh. He's friends with my friend. He said what he does is he FaceTimes every single date before he meets up with them.
FaceTimes every date
Every day before he meets up with them in person. To make sure they're not catfish, to make sure they're real, to see if there's any kind of connection, because it's such a waste of time now if you're a busy person too, to have to go on a date with somebody. If you just do a quick FaceTime, that's it. If they refuse to FaceTime, then something's up. You gotta FaceTime.
Day before the date.
At least a couple days before the date, whatever the hell it's planned, you do the FaceTime as early as you can. Because also, if you have, like, sometimes when you talk to someone's face, you're like, oh, their teeth are rotting out of their head, or there's something, you're like, there's something off, there's no connection. If you can't have a phone connection, then it's... Ta-ta.
It's so interesting too, because it's like I feel like when I was single, I would have people, you know, reaching out to me and being like, oh, hey, how's it going? You're so hot, da 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 da. And I would always be like, okay, well, I need to see your face. Mm-hmm. I need to, like, you need to, like, say my name.
Yep.
Because they'd be sending me, like, videos, and I'd be like, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, I don't know who you are. Who's this for?
I don't know this torso.
No, weird torso. Yeah.
So I was just like, I don't know. Or it's always like, God, I can't wait till like we can meet up one day. And I'm like, we've been chatting for like 7 months.
No,
you know what I mean?
I can't. That's also right now. I don't have time for this. Like I've been, you know, flirting with somebody for a long time. It's just too much. I got to get it done right away. We got to have the chat. We got to meet.
We have no time to lose.
We really don't have time. We're busy.
We're busy. There was an earthquake the other night.
There was?
Did you not feel it?
God damn it. No.
You want to hear something weird? So there was an earthquake, I want to say Saturday night, and it was at like 2:30 in the morning out of Malibu, same spot where the other Malibu earthquake was 4.2. Oh. Mind you, my friend Krista, whose house I'm going to, she said there's a hole in the Pacific Ocean that's releasing hot water, which could be like a fissure where the big one. I'm like, at this point,
okay,
swipe away. Who are we? Go for it. We're like, no, meet people in person. And I was asleep and I was having a dream and I was talking to a friend of mine who I went to college with, and I haven't seen him in years. I don't know why he popped up in my dream. But we're on the roof of this hotel or something, some tall building, but we're on the rooftop. And I'm looking at him, and all of a sudden the building starts swaying in my dream. And I'm like, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, is that an earthquake? And he's like, yeah, it's moving. And I look over at the other buildings because I'm on a rooftop, and all the other buildings are swaying. So I just go back to sleep, whatever. And then I wake up and check Twitter. It's like, earthquake, 4.2, 2:30 in the morning. I was like, whoa. God.
I was awake, too.
And you didn't even feel it?
I was in my bed looking at TikTok videos, and I didn't feel a damn thing.
Really?
And my dog didn't feel anything.
Weird.
Fuck, that's weird.
Yeah. They're scary.
I don't like that. I was also pretty drunk, so it could have been that.
You just had the sways already.
I had no idea.
I missed the earthquake. I
was actually masturbating at that time, so I could have just had the vibrator. I'm like, whoa, these new batteries really are working. Like, I don't know. Woo! Costco, thank you for the Kirkland batteries. Kirkland. I do like Kirkland. I do honestly shop at Costco a lot. okay, well, that's... well, I want to talk about a hot... Okay, so...
What?
since you talk about like celebs and stuff on here.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen all the hot goss with Miranda Sings?
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about this, but I didn't.
Okay.
But we can since you brought it up. What do you know?
I literally just like, I haven't thought about her in a long time. I know she did a show in Toronto years ago and she sold it out and it irked me because I didn't understand why anyone found this person funny to begin with.
I don't get
That's where I'll start. That's it. And now I just like something came up yesterday. So I just spent my whole morning watching a 10-part TikTok video about where she started, how members of her family are being accused of like pedophilia and stuff, and how like it's crazy.
I did see a story about if you don't know who we're talking about, I forget her real name, but
Colleen something.
Something, sure. Miranda Sings. She's that weird, like woo, 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 like has lipstick.
Yeah, lipstick all over her face, and she's like kind of impersonating somebody with, I think, somebody who's mentally ill.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
TikTok.
That's like, yeah, but yeah, but that's I think what her character is like. Basically.
But I have a friend of mine who knows her from school, and he said that he used to do that impression in school and she stole it from him.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that was my impression the entire time.
Oh.
And she took it and made it like her thing.
Huh.
But yes, these allegations came out that she would like bring kids up on stage and she would like,
here's
like play
problem.
A fart sound. And like these kids yeah. are now like grown up and they're like, that was the most humiliating thing in my life.
Well, here's the thing. It's not just so much they're saying this, there mm-hmm. is video and photo evidence.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So there's this one girl who was like talking about how she was wearing like a skirt, and when she came up, she got excited and then opened her legs all the way on stage. This like poor girl who's like 12 or 13 in like this dress. She, thank God, I was wearing like Spanx or something underneath Spanx, so I didn't see it, but it was great. There's a lot coming out. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I did read something about how she filmed something for Netflix, I guess. It was like I think she did a special or something. And they went into like an Asian restaurant and she masked it as a bodega. And someone said that she said, get all this Asian shit out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's written in something too. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. No, there's a lot.
Is it? So what do we think?
It's just the racial stuff. It's anytime there's a little bit of like predatory stuff, I just get my back on edge and mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't.
Do you think she was being predatory, or do you think it's like, oh no?
There's a video of an 11-year-old boy reaching down her front of her pants to get a cheesy out of it. I saw some stuff. I'll send you what I looked at today.
Oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Lot. It's all video stuff. It's all
like
full
at,
videos.
At shows?
Yes.
So she's doing this on shows?
She was doing this at shows with these young kids.
And where are the parents?
I don't know. And the one video is this little boy. He might even be like 10. And he was like, I can't believe I'm reaching down your pants right now. Like, it was so bizarre.
Ew, God.
No, it's not good. It's not
That's
good.
So
Google
weird.
It. Look it up. It's weird.
All right. Well, let's keep going weird because Madonna.
Oh, God. Now
Madonna.
What?
So Madonna over, like, when was this? Like Thursday or Friday? We didn't even get to talk about this last week because it happened later in the week. She was rushed to the hospital in ICU because she had a bacterial infection. We all saw the memes. Bacterial girl. Argus Hamilton said it on stage the other day, and I was like, good for you. He's like 78 years old. He's like, she's a bacterial girl.
He's
I'm like, oh,
the
there he is.
There he is. Still here.
So she has had to postpone her tour, which was supposed to kick off in Canada. It was this massive world tour. It's pretty much like her Eras tour, like Taylor Swift. So she's doing all of her greatest hits. And they said that they found her unresponsive, I guess, on Saturday. Oh, no, it was like still Pride. And I was like, God damn it. If fucking Madonna dies during Pride month, there is no God. And So she got rushed to the hospital. Apparently, she had a fever for like over a month, and she just passed out. Now, people were speculating like, oh, this is probably because she was draining out all the fillers in her body. A lot of people were also saying she's gone under anesthesia so much that her body's just shut down, which is kind of what happened to Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
It just takes that one time.
Yeah, fuck.
And, you know, you develop an infection. Some people were saying it was even undiagnosed gonorrhea.
Oh.
Which is a thing. There's a strain of gonorrhea that like you can't detect and
you can't test for it?
I think you can test for it, but like there's not like symptoms until it like hits you.
Oh my God. That's scary. Get tested, everybody.
And you know, we've all seen Madonna the past couple of years just snail trailing around and humping tables and like Nana, get off the table. But This came out today that she has danced herself into an ICU hospitalization after trying to compete with younger stars like Taylor Swift and Pink. 64-year-old legend has been pushing herself to her physical limit ahead of her much-anticipated celebration tour, which led to her sudden collapse and multi-day intubation. Okay. The countdown was well and truly on. Madonna had all her chips on number one, and which was this tour. Yeah, so she was like focused. This was like her moment. She was working overtime, but she clearly burned herself out, and people around her have been politely reminding her that she is not 45 anymore. Oh my God, could you imagine? You're not 45
anymore.
Wow,
and that's the fucking limit?
We couldn't say 25?
Come on.
You're not 45 anymore, Madonna.
Yeah.
No, she needed to pace herself. Yeah. Pushing herself was so hard on her body. And these younger girls too, Taylor Swift and Pink, have been doing a tour recently. Taylor's had a whole bunch of like mechanical errors in her tour, which she like pokes fun at. But Pink's also getting like a wheel full of brie cheese thrown at her.
Really? Why?
Oh yeah, people are throwing shit at people all the time. Like Bebe Rexha had to get 3 stitches in her eye because someone threw a cell phone at her face while she was performing.
What was wrong with people?
Lil Nas X had a show the other night and someone threw a pocket puss on stage. And
in the packaging or just the loose one?
No, not in the packaging. Like, a loose one.
Okay,
out of
package. Yeah, well, that's soft. That's a soft hit.
Well, still.
Well, yeah.
But it was pretty funny because he's like, did someone throw their pussy up on stage? Which kind of was just funny.
Yeah.
And then Pink had not only a wheel of brie cheese, but she also had someone's ashes. Like a grandmother's ashes were thrown at Pink. And they stayed ziplocked. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Also, Ziploc. Not even an urn?
Not even an urn. Well, that would hurt.
That's insulting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's weird.
What was
so,
Pink supposed to do with those? Suck them
Yeah,
back?
Exactly. Well, I think I would hope she would get in her harness and then flip around over the audience and just spread them.
I think that's fun. That would be fun.
Just give me a reason to spread my grandma's ashes. But yeah, so Madonna has been, she had a postpone her tour. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been sending her well wishes. We don't really know what the situation is. However, I have some tea.
I like the tea.
So I know somebody who works with this tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or knows somebody who works with the tour. And I asked, I was like, so what's going on with Madonna? This is the first thing I say at dinner last night. Like, thanks for the amazing meal. What's happening with Madonna? And he said that she is pulling an Adele. So remember when Adele like postponed her residency and she's like, I can't give you the tour I want to. That's what Madonna's doing. She's saying there's too many cooks in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. They have a guy from Paris doing this. We've got someone going over here doing this. It's just kind of a mess.
Okay.
And they're not ready for the tour to start.
Okay.
And yes, she is sick. She had to go to the hospital, all that stuff. But she's sick and tired because there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Okay. So I thought it was going to be something even juicier, but I'm like,
well, I know.
That was still juicy, but you really hyped it up to be
something
crazy.
But I think they're playing on the like, oh, she's sick. She's
really
like,
dragging us out. Okay.
They don't want to say like, hey, her tour's kind of in shambles. And
she's not ready to go.
And she's not ready to go.
Yeah.
She'd rather be sick than, not ready to go.
Put on a fucking show that's not going to be, Well, there it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope she...
Has she drained the filler? She looks better in these photos.
Which one? No, that's an old concert.
Okay.
That was when she was 45. Yeah. You're not 45 anymore, kid. You're not a spring chicken.
Oh, she used to be so beautiful.
I know.
She looks scary now. I'm sorry. Doesn't she look scary now? Am I the only one?
I mean,
the last time I saw her, I was like freaked out by her.
As a woman, because I feel like I have eyes. And I love Madonna.
I also have
Madonna,
eyes.
I love Madonna's career. I mean, as like such a pop icon.
Yes.
Which, you know, people throw around the word icon so much these days. She is like the queen of pop.
Yeah.
You see that and you see the work and like the filler and the, you know, and I was like, oh God, you know, I think I said something. I was like, oh yeah, she looks a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, how dare you? You need to embrace her look. She has done this and this and this. And I'm like, yeah, but now she looks like the fucking Babadook sitting on the edge of my bed.
No. Here's the thing too with filler and stuff like this. I get it done. I get Botox in my smile lines and my here. And like I talk to my woman all the time, and she I love this girl I go to because she's always like, people come in when their filler has not drained enough and they want more. And people are so fucking money hungry, especially in LA. They're like, yeah, add more. They don't need it. So people, whoever the fuck was doing hers, is probably getting so much fucking money. And she's like, I want more. No one's saying no.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to say no to these people. So they keep fucking pumping it in. And it's not looking natural anymore. It's not, it's on filler on top of filler. It's not like the way it's supposed to be sitting in your yeah. body.
It's like Elvis, like all these like pop people, you know, it's like,
get carried
away. He needs more drugs. Give him more drugs and dies on a toilet.
Yeah, there it is.
So I think that's what it was. People were just like, who is this? Yeah. And she was getting on TikTok and looking like, you know,
crazy like, on TikTok.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh. But I want her to heal. I want her to be better.
We want her to heal.
We want Madonna in tip-top shape.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at intohistory.com.
Jada Pinkett Smith introduced her family to psychedelic drugs. So this just came out, and Jaden Smith, the son, said, I think it was my mom, actually, that was really the first one to make that step for the family. It was just her for a really, really long time, and then eventually it just trickled in, and everyone evolved, and everybody found it in their own ways. So would you, if your mom introduced you to psychedelic drugs, would you take them?
We talking mushrooms? What are we talking here? What is the idea of psychedelics? Acid?
I don't know.
MDMA?
Let's see.
Like, what are we doing here?
I think it might have been just like mushrooms. Maybe I don't think it would be like PCP or anything. Let's see. Let's scroll
mushrooms,
down a little bit more.
Mushrooms, I think, would be. I mean, are they doing it together?
I think this. I think the Smiths definitely take drugs together.
Yeah, I would not be doing this with my family.
Yeah, and so they would say, you know, we would argue and fight so much, and the mom was just like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to trip balls, and we're going to bond as a family.
Okay.
I could never.
No, I've been high with my parents, and that was enough.
You have?
Like weed, yeah.
I've been high. I've been high with just, like, a couple of my family members, but I could not imagine my, like.
No.
Mom, dad, kids, all together. Just
mushrooms? Woo! No, that's bizarre. Because you can go into some weird places there.
Okay, so this is what they did. They said there's several types of psychedelics, including psilocybin. That's mushrooms. Ayahuasca?
No.
LSD? No. And mescaline, although Jaden didn't specify which kinds his family uses.
Okay, we're getting a little carried away here.
I could
never. Let's just take a 5-milligram gummy with the family and watch a whole
Kids,
movie.
We're getting in the minivan. We're going cross country and taking ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca? Isn't the whole purpose of ayahuasca going and getting away from everybody and just having this fucking completely, like, just, you know what I mean? Like, I thought ayahuasca was going away and doing this yourself and not being, like, you're trying to cure your family shit. I thought that ayahuasca was like,
but I
want to
cure my family ship without a bucket so I can vomit into it next.
Well, I'm never doing
me.
It. Yeah, and I also don't want to look over and see my father, Bulgarian scary man, also vomiting into a bucket beside me. This is bizarre. No, this is too much. I think people in Hollywood get weird.
Oh,
I think
for sure.
I think
you think?
Well, I don't think they just get weird. They are weird. They're strange, and they're doing, who knows what they're doing. They're also, aren't they involved in Scientology? There's some weird stuff going on there. Will was in the Scientology thing for a bit there. I don't trust these sounds out
there. Yeah, I think the Pinkett Smiths are just kind of like, ugh, exhausting. No, I mean, I like Willow. I like Willow Smith. She's a little rock and roll chick, and I think she's trying to like do her own thing. But like the others, I'm just kind of like, all right, get out of here.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know what? You're all famous enough. It's fine. I can't. Just go back to the Scientology building. And
he says the drugs helped him and his siblings get closer and work through issues.
Okay, well, you know, Maybe it worked for you.
And mushrooms. So yeah, okay. So mushrooms are going to help us expand our consciousness. You know what else will expand your consciousness? Communicating.
Yeah.
Just having
maybe
a talk.
Some therapy, family therapy. Even.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I would never. I mean, but to each their own.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you want to say your darkest, deepest secrets to your family, go ahead. I'm good.
You guys do you. Get jiggy
yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
Here's another story. The Titanic makes a topic every week, especially since the submarine happened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the submarine. And I have heard all of the submarine jokes. Mm-hmm. I think we've all done them.
I have one right now.
Have you?
Yeah, I got one right now.
You do one right now?
I have one right now, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, shall I say
why
it?
Not? Why not? You're getting an exclusive.
Well, because it was a joke that I had, but now I changed the tag.
Okay.
So I would say that my pussy looks like something that should be in a maritime museum. I'm like, it looks like something that the people in the ocean mist went down to look at. Like, it's just like a piece of a boat. It's stupid. It's part of a larger joke. I'm not going to, it is
she's
funny.
Not,
I'm not
she's
gonna
not
going to
do it, okay?
But that's the idea, is that my pussy is the bottom of the Titanic.
Mine was when, the first time I heard that there were 5 billionaires on a submarine and it like imploded, I was like, oh, finally the Kardashians went on vacation.
That's good. That's, I was good. Like, that's very pop culture.
But
very
also, good. Yes, but also it was like the day after.
No, you can't
or
keep
the
doing
day
it
of.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've done this since.
Because I even told on the podcast like a couple weeks ago when this happened, it was with Melissa Villasenor. I was like, they died that day. And I was like, I bet it imploded like 100 feet down, oh, da, 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 da. And then like a couple days later, they were like, oh, it happened. And yeah. What's weird, this whole thing has circled into, there was banging on the doors. There was lack of oxygen. Oh, they're running out. We had a fucking oxygen countdown on our screens.
That's crazy.
And then the Navy was like, oh no, they died the first day. So everyone knew. Media was just let's have everyone talk about this while all this other shit happens.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So anyways.
Scary.
During the fall of the Titanic submarine,
yeah,
the Titanic song My Heart Will Go On has been pulled from a Las Vegas attraction because people are saying too soon.
Oh my, and it's been there for how long?
Since 1997.
Oh my God.
Yes, so Celine Dion, she won an Academy Award for it in 1999. She's Canadian.
Very Canadian.
Stiff person syndrome. I'm praying for Celine Dion. God, it's so rough. Have you seen that?
No.
She's stiff person syndrome.
What's that?
She can't fucking move or sing.
Oh, okay.
It's devastating. So I've been like, prayers up to Celine. Prayers to all the divas of yesteryear because they're all just falling apart. So Streetmosphere is a free of charge show in Vegas where performers sing and around the promenade of a hotel. Which hotel? The Venetian's Grand Canal Shops. I performed at the Venetian. Mm. So the decision was made by hotel management after several complaints that the song was inappropriate. Ken Henderson of Best Agency teamed with the hotel to produce the show. Mm. In an interview, he said the move was just a pause and the mall management and Best Agency certainly would not want to offend anyone. Get over yourself.
No, stop. It's been playing since 97. Stop it. It's not like they just started playing it. That I could see people being like, oh, okay, this seems like it's a bit on the nose here.
But you want to hear something weird? Titanic on Amazon Prime is like number one. Titanic is resurging. Celine Dion charted. Mm-hmm. Like,
wow.
It's like number 12 on iTunes.
No.
Oh, yeah. You know when like a singer dies? Like when Whitney Houston passed away, R.A.P., like her album went to like number one. Michael Jackson. Like,
uh-huh.
It's just a thing. It's just how pop culture does it because people are like,
were they
even
on that ship? Maybe the James Cameron's like, we need to get more views in this movie. People
release, release the movie again. What, James? Just do it.
Just do it.
I'm fucking rich. Just do it.
That's crazy.
But I mean, come on, a Vegas show. Could you imagine? First of all, think about this.
Have you seen the people in Vegas? They're complaining.
People in Vegas are complaining. Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah, they walk around with these drinks around their neck and they have diabetes and they're complaining. What the hell are we talking about?
I'm offended that you would even play that Titanic.
The
billionaire dying in the submarine.
That, really,
that offends
your
you.
Heart. Yeah. Yeah.
They're heroes.
As you're taking cards from fucking men that are handing, they're clicking cards of naked women and going and fucking some prostitute in your hotel while your wife's playing poker. Cool. Yeah. That offends you. Okay, cool.
That offends you.
Yeah. Really,
but imagine being the Venetian performer. You're like, oh, I got to go to work. So what do you do? Oh, I'd rather not talk about it. No, what is it? I dance around in a masquerade mask at the Venetian in the hot sun to Titanic's My Heart Will Go On.
Yes.
You mean the 1997 movie Titanic? Yeah. I've been dancing to it now for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good gig or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then showing up and getting booed.
That's so funny. by too people soon. Shopping. That's crazy.
Well, we've got to pull the Titanic number. Yeah. Why?
Don't they have that Titanic thing still there too, where you go through the? It's in.
Oh, like the exhibit.
Yeah, the exhibit. Yeah.
Where you like put your hand in the water.
Yeah, and you like, go through this bunch of stuff. You look at stuff. I saw it years ago.
Yeah.
Tropicana, I think
they have like all the like the teacups and the china and all that kind
all
of stuff.
You're looking, you're walking around.
I couldn't do it. I watched Bert Kreischer like take a cold plunge, and I feel like that's exactly
it's
what
the
it
same
is.
Same thing. Yeah,
same thing.
It's Titanic. Yeah.
So I think you know what? Relax, people. Here's a story. We've got a couple more. Boy Meets World. Ben Savage, from the 90s, has not spoken to his co-stars in 3 years, and they are mad. They say he ghosted us. And they're right.
Which one's Ben again? Curly hair?
Ben Savage. He's that one. He's Fred Savage's little brother. Fred Savage from the Wonder Years. Fred Savage is Canadian.
I never knew that that was his brother until right the second.
Ben Savage, yeah. So Ben Savage had a show called Boy Meets World.
I know the show, yes.
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 In America, Boy Meets World.
I used to have a crush on Ryder Strong, and every time a guy had that haircut, I liked them. So
yeah, yeah. So the actors who played Topanga, Eric, and Sean have all said that they have not talked to him in 3 years, and they had a fallout. They don't know why, but everyone's like kind of pissed off, I guess. So when the cast reunited at a fan convention, Ben Savage, who played Corey Matthews, was there front and center with so much interest still surrounding the TGIF staple. The trio approached Savage about joining them for the rewatch episode, but it was a hard pass for Savage. Oh. He was very adamant that it was not for him. He was also very clear, I don't want it to stop you. If you guys want to do it, go ahead. The time between those conversations, and the time we actually started the podcast was a significant amount of time. So they say he just stopped attending conventions. He disappeared from our lives, Danielle Fishel says. All in all, the group says they haven't spoken to him in 3 years. They've tried to no avail. He disappeared. He actually ran for... City Hall or something like last year.
Oh, well, is that what he was doing? Maybe trying to separate himself and actually...
He's trying to get into politics.
Yeah, stop living in the past.
Yeah.
Like, these other three seem to be doing.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, this seems like let the guy move on.
But also, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley didn't do the Full House reunion. They were like, we did it.
Yeah,
that's like
done.
A moment.
Yeah, that's it. No one hounded them about it.
You ghosted us!
Big whoop. He guy's trying to do other shit.
Yeah.
He probably also his whole life he's probably been like, that's a Boy Meets World guy, and he finally doesn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And then he can't get rid of
Corey Matthews. He's like, oh,
please,
God.
I never want to do this. My brother forced me into this.
I mean, I get it. Yeah. I feel like, you know, sometimes you grow up, it was a cool chapter of your life. You were like a kid, and now you're like in your 40s,
I'm not Corey Matthews anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been ghosted?
Yes. Thousands of times. What are we talking about? Every man in fucking Los Angeles has ghosted me. What the hell are you talking about? Yes.
But like by a friend or anything?
No.
Have you ever had like a friend and you just like fizzle and you don't talk to anyone?
Yeah, I've had some fizzles, but I mean, pure ghosting has been like men I've fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a thing in LA.
It's a thing now. Oh, yeah. It's a thing. It's just a thing in general. It's just like a new, I think the dating apps made that a new thing that people just do now.
I'm telling you, get the rings.
I'm getting the rings.
Get the ring. I think that's
Amazon,
cool.
where do we get the ring from?
Get a pair ring. I'll again be like, oh, I'm single.
Oh, excuse me.
And people will be like,
ooh.
I think that's kind of cool.
I feel like I'm pretty obviously single. I talk about it all of the time on stage.
Well, you had the pilot come over.
I did have the pilot come over. And then
he was hot.
He was hot. Then there was no sex. I don't want to say his name.
Oh, right. Because I'm doing a podcast. I'm like, what's his full name and social security number?
I just sent you his Instagram. He's hot.
Yeah. He's
hot.
Very, very sweet.
Yeah.
All right. We got a couple more. Here we go. Let's see. Let's pause this real quick because I want to start at the beginning. This was somebody on a listener of the show sent this video in, and I just want your first initial reaction to this. I think it's a real estate agent. But, like, what would you do if this man approached you?
Okay.
Attorney.
I'm sorry.
That's an attorney on Instagram.
That's the wet ham you mentioned earlier. That's a wet ham in a suit.
Uh-huh.
That man just said the most attractive. Has he ever seen his own reflection? This man has no neck. It goes head into suit. He's wet.
Head into suit
head
and
into
wet.
Head into suit and wet. No, look at his fingers. Prince Charles. Thick.
Thick fingers. Hands. Thick hands.
And then he continued to show an array of dare I say it, unattractive women. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I wouldn't call them. Everyone has their own opinion on what people look
like. But it's
like,
also like all of his secretaries that were forced into dresses.
And they didn't want to do that.
They didn't want to do it. They're like, just fucking walk.
Yeah.
We've got John Goodman as a human candle.
Yeah.
He's a melting candle, telling us to talk. Like, yeah.
The best looking. I'd call the police if that man wanted to try to.
The best. I mean, this guy looks like he can't wait for the purge every year.
This guy eats out of a trough.
Yeah.
There's no way this man has a plate and a knife and fork at his house.
I'm going to say full bush.
In a wet trough.
Full bush, wet trough.
Oh, I feel like it's slipped
Can't wear
over.
The daisy dudes.
No, he can't. No, no, his.
But if he did, I'd be like, I'll vote for you.
Really?
I mean, why not? Well, I'm not even voting for him. He's an attorney.
Voting for what? Best looking attorney?
I'm like, oh, he's gross and skeezy. Yeah. He must be a politician. No, he's an attorney for Kirkland and whatever.
Yeah, that's what it is. Kirkland and Finch. Here it is. Shout out.
So I just think that's so funny when guys get on social media and they're like, I'm the hottest fucking thing you've ever seen.
Yeah,
and
you're like, have you ever looked in the mirror? What are people saying about this? Hamlin and McGill better. People are not even like, you look at this type of guy who say this. No one's like, yo, little man, you people don't get it.
Oh, yeah, getting dragged.
Yeah, the laughing, the whole team needs
to run Oh, wow. So they're getting shamed.
They are getting shamed.
You brought the team in and they're getting shamed.
Yeah. He did this to himself, though. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to have that moment with you.
I hate that man. I never want to see him again.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This story has pissed me off. Because I don't know if you realize this or not, but like 3 days ago, I lost my rights. So
out here in California too?
No, not really California, but like there's certain states that if I wanted to go have a coffee, they could be like, no gays allowed.
Okay, I thought this was just Florida, and I'm not like, okay, I think Florida should just chip away and
please
go down to the bottom of the sea with the Titanic. Florida needs to go Titanic, Florida.
There's actually really good people that live in Florida,
yeah,
and
then,
I say
then
for
they
them,
should leave.
They do.
Then they should leave and leave the rest of them there. I was just in Florida. It ain't good.
Yeah. I mean, it scares me just the amount of shit that's happening.
So what is this?
So this story happened because this Colorado web designer told the Supreme Court that a man had sought her services for his same-sex wedding. Now, she is a Colorado web designer. So this is going back to like the gay couple wanting a cake for their wedding and the lady being like, I'm a Christian. I can't make a gay cake. Yeah. Children, what will they think of me? You know, so they like lost their shit and they said, no, we don't have to make a cake for her or whatever. Or a cake for these gay guys, whatever. Mm-hmm. This bitch then went to the Supreme Court and took it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court struck it down and said, yeah, you can totally discriminate people if you don't believe in them. So cutting back all the way back to the civil rights movement of like, you know, no blacks in the store, but this time it's no gays in the store. We have the right to refuse service to anyone based on our quote Christian faith, which that is not the definition of Christianity to me.
That's not it at all.
So here's the thing. This gets passed. We're all fucking mortified because this is the end of Pride Month, literally the last day of Pride Month. And this shit passes because all these fucking Trump appointees came in, and I don't like talking about politics, but when it fucks with my community, I'm going to get pissed off about it. So let's just back up. The man, the woman's name was Lori Smith. She's a web designer who argued at the Supreme Court that she shouldn't be forced to create same-sex wedding websites because of her religious objections.
Forced. There's a gun to her fucking head, psychopath.
So in fact, the man says now that he's straight and married to a woman. So this bitch, this biscuit woman, went to the Supreme Court to complain about something. The guy also says he's never met her before and he never even requested her services, and he's straight and married.
And this woman went
wrote
this
into
far.
Law the Supreme Court, all these like fucking Christian militant trash. Ugh. And I'm sorry, I'm from Texas. I went to vacation Bible school. I believe in a higher power and all that stuff. But when we're weaponizing our religion to make other people feel bad, that's where I draw the line.
This is also Lori Smith. Do you have actually no life?
And
literally,
how is this not illegal?
How is it? So then we can say the same thing then.
We can just go lie to the Supreme Court.
So someone can come to a show and they're not laughing at me and go, I need him to leave. My Christian beliefs, he doesn't find me funny. Yeah. I want this guy to hear. We can do that? I'm going to do that then. Fuck you, Lori Smith, coming to a fucking show. Front row with your fat blob body.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because this has all come out and I'm waiting for all this to unfold now. Because
that's fucked up.
Something has to happen where, also you're a web designer.
Nobody wants your services.
Nobody wants
Lori Smith. They're going to some fucking 15-year-old kid in Timbuktu.
Yeah, we don't need Lori Smith.
Lori Smith's also you call it web design?
Web design.
No one even calls it web design
no,
anymore.
No, no. And here's the thing.
Lori Smith is so closeted. She fucking fucks a pocket pussy at home. She's for sure single.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. This is like fucking psycho shit. To go this far on something, I believe that these people are deeply closeted and have no other way of dealing with their emotions.
Oh, here's the thing. Okay, I have a documentary for you to watch. Do you like documentaries?
Yes, I do.
Okay. There's a documentary out right now called Shiny Happy People, and it is about the Duggar family.
Oh, I've heard of this.
It's four parts, and it is fucking insane because I remember this, and I remember like growing up in the South, and it's this whole movement. It's called the Joshua Generation, and it is they call themselves Generation J or J Generation, something like that.
Yeah.
So you have people like the Duggars. So you have a husband and wife. Uh-huh. They met when they were like 16 in Arkansas and got married because sure, why not? Then they have 19 kids and counting, right? Mm-hmm. They got a show on television. They introduced the world to like, oh, this is, you know, we've named all of our kids with J names.
Yeah. Super normal.
Yeah. Ginger, J-I-N-G-E-R, whatever. So they start going into like teachings. They homeschool all the children. So they are allowed to teach their children the ways of whoever this fucking shithead was, who is a con artist and having these mega churches and pretty much brainwashing these kids. And then they don't know real education. They don't know math. They don't know how to spell really. They don't know anything really about the world because we've banned these books from them to read. We've banned these. You can't watch the internet. You can't watch television like that. So they have no, they're going out into the real world as servants of God. And so now they're also getting into politics.
Oh, God. How is that allowed?
They're getting into politics. They're weaseling their way into like, hey, vote for me for, you know, Supreme Court.
I know nothing but anything.
And they're calling them the J Generation because they are using their values of Christianity to infiltrate the government and pass all the decisions. And I'm like, I'm literally watching the fourth episode. I finished the fourth episode. But while we were watching the fourth episode, I was like, holy shit, this is exactly what happened to the Supreme Court this week. And as I said it, one of the victims, because they interview like people who got out and they were like, this is what's going on. We've been trying to expose this cult-like behavior for decades. They were like, yeah, they're trying to get to the Supreme Court. And I'm like, oh, that's what happened. J Generation. It's terrifying. Such a great documentary. Make sure to vote. Because, I mean, honestly, like this blows my mind.
No, this is psychotic shit. This is crazy.
And they were like,
in 2023.
2023.
Go away.
No gays allowed.
Go away. She fucks her pillow. And
my favorite is the actor from White Lotus, the past season. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He straight up was just like, don't watch my movies. Don't watch anything I'm in if you're like a fucking homophobic piece of trash. Like, get out of here.
Don't.
Honestly.
It's really crazy.
Who the hell are you to think you are better than somebody else?
I don't understand how people have this much time on their hands. And also, why do you fucking care? Why the hell do you care so much about somebody else's life? It's so bizarre.
But do you remember what happened with Josh Duggar, the eldest son of the Duggars?
No.
Oh, he went to jail for molesting some of his sisters.
Yeah, that makes sense. That checks out. Yeah,
and
of course.
Looking at child pornography of 4 and 5 month old kids like being tortured.
Yep, that makes sense.
And then you look at all these other guys who are like, oh, I'm toe tapping under a bathroom stall, or oh, I got caught with an escort. And all, like, yeah, because they don't know how to relate to women.
Yep, and they don't know what's right. Also, like, there's no way if you have that many children, you're all getting the same amount of attention. You're fucked up. You can't give. My parents barely love me, and there's two of us. I don't have to tell you. You're supposed to be giving the same amount of affection, love, and teachings to 19 children. There's no fucking way.
Ugh. So it's sick. Yeah.
Sick.
So
I'm moving back to Canada.
I want Lori Smith to never.
You know what? She's banned from the Comedy Store. I'll say it.
I really like. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. So there's a scene where like Cersei is walking through the streets, and they're like, "Shame!" and they're like throwing feces at her, seagull shit,
in my point of view.
But like literally, they cut her hair, make her walk down the street naked, and everyone's just throwing shit at her. They're like, "How dare you!" I want her to go into a salon, and every guy go, "Bitch out!" Like
yeah,
I want her to never.
No.
Like, a website design is the last thing that she's going to be worrying about.
You're literally a loser.
Ugh. So, yeah. Well, I'm interested because I'm just like, so you can just lie to the Supreme Court now?
Just for your opinion? Who cares? So I can send in anything.
But also, what does that say about the Supreme Court?
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
They're like, oh, well, this must be. I'm like, how did you know? How did you, like, oh, well, I thought he was gay.
No.
Why did you think he was gay, Lori Smith?
Yeah, why Lori Smith?
Yeah, why did you think he was gay?
We're all moving to Canada. Let's go.
Shit. Like, why did you think he was gay, Lori? Well.
What'd she say?
He said, I was a 4 and I'm a 10 at my local Applebee's. Honey, we're all 10s at Applebee's.
You're a 0. Stop.
So we have one last story for you guys. Women who are childless in their 30s have been binge drinking. So this is a new study that women who are in their 30s who are childless are binge drinking more than ever. According to a new study, childless women aged 35 are more likely to binge drink than any other female group. This didn't come as news to me. I lived it, says the woman. While she had enjoyed drinking throughout her late teens and 20s, it was only between the ages of 30 and 35 that my internal Oliver Reed reared its head. So this is the woman. She says, not only was I not alone in this, but it seems it's a growing problem. Women who turned 35 in 2018 and 2019 were found to be 60% more at risk of having alcohol problems than those of the same age in the mid-1990s, something that was attributed to the women increasingly delaying motherhood, said because more women are delaying having children, a growing proportion fall into the highest risk group. I get why childless women of this age drink hard and fast. When I look back on my drinking days, I realize it was a lot to drown out of the mildly panicked feeling that I'd never settle down and have children. So their biological clock is ticking, but their liver isn't.
No. No. I'm gonna say we're having more fucking fun because we don't have kids.
Yeah.
We don't have to go home and listen to children scream and yell and throw shit maybe at you. We're having more fun. And guess what? In the late mid-1990s, women were having kids. We're finally in an age where we are feel like we don't have to have fucking kids and we're not forced to have them. Those fuckers got forced to have those babies. We didn't. Fuck you. I hate this woman. We're having fucking fun. All my friends that are in this age group, we love our lives and we didn't want kids. That's why we have no fucking kids right now. And guess what? Yeah, I love having a margarita on a Tuesday. Suck my ass. What do you want from me?
If you've learned anything from this podcast, it's I'm having a margarita on a Tuesday. Yes. Suck my ass.
Like, I don't have to tell you. I hate this kind of bullshit.
I know.
Test men then. Are men in the same age group not drinking excessively?
Men are superior.
And so is Lori Smith. Lori Smith isn't drinking, I bet. Test any fucking, also any like single person is drinking. It's way more fun. I hate this article. I want this woman's name.
But okay, also I'm like, yeah, why are we, what is it called?
How do you test this? Everyone is drinking. Like, and
why are we alcoholic shaming?
Yeah. And also what is alcoholic? 3 drinks a night?
Yeah.
That's to you.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't even get buzzed off 3 drinks. Yeah. I don't think I'm an alcoholic.
You know what? I don't have to do this weekend. Keep anything other than myself alive.
Also, I hate to break it to you. I was at my friend's for dinner last night, and the mom and dad drank more than me. So guess what? The parents are drinking too. Two kids.
And it was
at their house, but they were like, you know, getting pretty toasted. I was like, I get it. You don't have to drive anywhere. It makes sense. But I'm also like, parents are drinking too. Don't fucking put this on us.
But you said
blame single women.
You said something before we started. You were like, ugh, kids aren't for me.
Yeah, because they were really annoying.
The kids were?
They're just, it's constant. It's constant. Maybe it's just I realize that's the kind of thing where I'm like, oh, I don't want kids.
Yeah.
Like you have a phase where you're like, do I want them now? I'm like, it just irritated me. I guess it was my own kid, it'd be different, but I was just like, I'm irritated.
I like adopting like children, but like just for the day.
Yes. Oh no, I'm gonna be a great aunt. My sister's having a baby. I can't fucking wait.
I love my nieces and my nephew, but like, you know, it's like I can be like, great seeing you.
Yeah, okay, bye. Yeah. And then you go home and have your own life again.
See you later. Yeah. My friend has an 11-year-old. Like, we got to play mermaids in the pool the other day. That's and it was fun. Like, all right, cool. Yeah. I'm taking her to Disneyland on the 11th. Like,
that's great.
We're going to go do that.
And then you drop her off.
And that's
home.
It.
That's it. That's
but
fun.
I can't imagine just like,
everything. I want this. I want that. I want water. I want juice. I want. Ting. I was like. Bleh.
And then they get older and are like, "Fuck you, Dad."
Yeah, you're like, oh my god. You should have gotten that water when they asked for it.
Oh, it's so weird. All right. Well, that concludes this week's episode. I want to thank Steph Tola for joining us. Steph, what do you have going on? Where can everyone find you? Come on, please.
Find me on Instagram at Steph Tolev, and that's the main thing. And then come see me. I'm going to be doing a big tour in September, October, November. So.
Yes.
Follow me, check my dates, come see me live.
Yes. And as always, we will see you next time on Just Saying. I hope you guys had a happy and safe 4th of July, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.